It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
Well, welcome to the broadcast today. And I want to encourage you by letting you know that this is a good day. It's a blessed day. It's a day of new mercies. And whatever you're facing today, just know this, according to the word of God over in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, he said, "Be ye not sorry." He said, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, you know, Nehemiah was in the middle of a heated battle, but he did not lose confidence in his God. And he encouraged the people and let them know the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no matter what you're going through, you know, God always sends us a word in due season. If you'll take a hold of this word in Nehemiah today, and if you'll say, "You know what, Lord, that I receive that, that belongs to me. I am going to allow that word to bring victory in my circumstances," then you will see that God's presence is powerful in your life today. And know this, you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because in that joy lies your strength, your virtue, your power, your might, your strong point. It is potent in your situation and it will prevail. So again, welcome to the broadcast today. And I'm so excited that you have joined me here on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. And we want to encourage you. We want to help you to grow up in God. We want to help you mature. We want to help you get rid of all those things that have caused your life not to flourish and prosper. You know, you could be a Christian for the last 20 years, but you don't see progress in your life. Well, I encourage you, visit our website and read our daily blog and encourage yourself every day. You know, we need God's word every day, and God has a word for you in due season. Sometimes you're going through storms of life and you need that extra boost. And so we write that blog every day, and it is read by other nations. And so we're excited about what God is doing with his word, and his word is prevailing. You know, some circumstances in the world today would seem like God is not involved, but God is involved in the lives of humanity. Those who will acknowledge him, those who will trust him, those who will call on the name of Jesus, those who will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we call on him, the Bible declares in Jeremiah 33, he will answer and he will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. So be encouraged today. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is a good God, and we should let those words reign and predominate every day of our lives, no matter what other people are saying. Come on, God is a good God. Yes, he is. He is a wonderful Savior. And the Bible says that, oh, that men would praise him for the wonderful works amongst the children of men. Isn't it amazing how people can blame tragedies and disasters on God, but yet we don't hear the praises of God ringing out of the people's mouths? God is a savior. He is a deliverer. He is a prince of peace. He is a strong tower. God is a battle axe in the time of trouble. So don't let your mouth be one that will speak against God. God is a God who cares, and God is love. God loves you today, and no matter where you are, no matter what you've been through, I want you to let this sink way down in your spirit. I want you to let these thoughts dominate in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and allow God to be God in your life. So as we go on in the broadcast today, I believe that the Spirit of God has some things to say to you today. You know, God's word is spirit, and it is life. Whenever God's word is spoken with power and authority, whenever God's word is painted with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God's word produces results. So today I'd like to talk to you about what not to wear. What not to wear. You know, God has clothing for the saints of God. God has clothing for his people. And as we begin today, you know, I'm reminded of the story that many people call the story or the account of the prodigal son. And we know that account to be over in the book of Luke, chapter 15, where there was a certain man and he had two sons. And one of those sons said to his father, he said, you know, I'm going to paraphrase here, not reading directly from the Bible. So just kind of stay with me. You can go over and read the account, but just for time's sake, I'm going to just paraphrase that. He said, Father, you know, give me all of what belongs to me. And the father was so kind as to give the son what he had requested. And the son went into a far country. You know, when the son, I'm going to stop here and reflect back. When the son was in the father's house, know that he had provision. Know that he was clothed with the best clothing. He was clothed with protection. He was clothed with peace. He was clothed with strength and might. He had everything that he had need of because the father clothed him. So the son went out into a far country. And when this son went out into a far country, this country, this place that he, I assume, longed to go to, soon stripped him of dignity. It stripped him of worth and confidence. He now was naked and he wore a garment of shame and dishonor. You get to the end of that account and where the Bible said he came to himself. I love that. You know, that pierces your heart. And if you're out there and you're believing for your children to come back to God, you know that you raise them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and you sowed the word of God in their heart. And for whatever reason, they have wandered into the world, into a far country, away from the things of God. They no longer come to the house of God and worship God. And you have been praying, you have been standing and believing God. I want you to know that they will come to themselves, because the word of the Lord will not fail you. The word of God will conquer in every situation. And the Bible says that he came to himself. It didn't say how long he had been gone. It didn't say how long he had been in this far country, clothed with the clothing of sin, clothed with the clothing of this world. But the Bible said he came to himself. I suspect one day he looked at himself and he looked at the clothing of shame, and he looked at the dishonor of his new robe, and he said, this doesn't belong to me. And the Bible said he came to himself and he said, I'm going to go back to my father's house, because that's where my true clothing is. That's, you know, that word to be clothed means to wrap, or it means a mantle. And he knew that the clothing that he had on did not belong to him. It didn't look right on him. And so he said, you know, I'm going back to my father's house. Because see, he remembered that in the father's house, he had clothing of righteousness. He had the clothing of peace. He had the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He had what he needed to prevail in life. And so this young man, he rose up and he began to go to his father's house. And I love this account because the Bible says that the father was looking for the son. And I want you to know that when we are spotted with the garments of this world, when we have on the wrong clothing, God is looking for us to come and be clothed with the right clothing. And this young man, when he came back to the father's house, the first thing that we'll note is that the father welcomed him. He welcomed him with a kiss, with an embrace. And the father said, put a robe on him and put shoes on his feet. He clothed him because God clothes his people with glory and majesty. God clothes us so that when you see us in the natural or in the spirit, you know to whom we belong. And so this young man became clothed. He put on now the right clothing. I want to take you now over to the New Testament in the book of Romans chapter 13. Because again today, if you've just tuned in, we're talking about what not to wear. As believers, as Christians, there are certain things that we are not to wear. And I'm not necessarily talking about physical clothing, even though that can apply, but I'm talking about spiritual clothing. There are certain things you don't want to put on. They don't fit you. They don't look good on you. You know, when you see a born again believer speaking words contrary to the word of God, those things don't fit. They don't go together. You know, there are certain materials and even in the natural, there are certain colors that you don't wear together. And so over in the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 14, the Bible declares, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. The Bible says here, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. How does it look to have on Christ? How does it look to be clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ? What does it look like to put on the coat of Jesus, to wear him? You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And when we put on Jesus, you will see peace in our life. When you put on Jesus, you'll see joy in our life. When you put on Jesus, you'll see supernatural strength and ability. When you put on Jesus, you'll see gifts and callings that are not from this natural realm begin to manifest in your life. When you put on Jesus, people will say, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey them? When you put on Jesus, circumstances on your job have to obey you. When you put on Jesus, that project that you've been working on that you have a deadline to fulfill won't seem so hard anymore. When we put on Jesus, things in our life should look different. When we put on Jesus, the world will know that we are his disciples because we love one another. When we put on Jesus, we love our enemies. When we put on Jesus, there is a gentleness. There is a kindness about us. When we put on Jesus, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory in our lives. When we put on Jesus, we can see the victory even before the end of the battle. When we put on Jesus, we know that our life is not our own. We know that we've been bought with a price. When we put on Jesus, we declare we are the light of the world. We shine bright in darkness. When we put on Jesus, we don't hide our light under a bushel. When we put on Jesus, we realize that we are the salt of the earth. And that when we are in the midst of people, we have a word in due season. When we put on Jesus, our words are life, and they bring deliverance and they bring healing. The Bible says here to put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. The flesh represents the natural man without God. He said, put on the Lord Jesus. You know, when you go to work in the morning, what are you wearing? Are you wearing the confidence of the natural man? Well, you know, I'm very smart. I am intelligent. I have abilities and all of those things in the natural. And so we put on us, we put on self, we say, I can do it. But when you put on Christ, you say, I can do all things through Christ. See, that's the garment that strengthens me. I know without him, I can do nothing. And we put on humility. We put on dependency upon God. Again, there are certain things that Christians should not wear. Are you wearing an attitude because your coworkers did something against you? And now you're wearing a garment of revenge. You're wearing a garment of retaliation. Just wait. I'm going to get you back. No, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. You know, when I read that scripture, you know, I can just see like a coat rack and you have two coats hanging, and one is putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and the other is putting on the provision of the flesh. And sometimes we switch garments back and forth, back and forth. We put on the garment of the Lord Jesus Christ when we wake up in the morning and we give God praise. But by the end of the day, we've hung up that coat and we've put on the coat of the flesh and we're ready to war in our own abilities. And we're trying to work it out on our own. But God wants us to be clothed with him all day long. There are things that we should not wear. We are those who dress for success, and we are those who will put on the Lord Jesus Christ and keep him on. And again, we're not talking about natural garments, but we're talking about spiritual garments. The Bible says that we should put on the Lord Jesus. Everything Jesus represents and is should be in and on us. What's in us will come out of us. And when he said be clothed, we're clothing our spirit, because remember, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And so when your spirit man is clothed, when you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, it will manifest on the outside. You see, we must purpose to strip off wrong, harmful attitudes and behaviors. See, this is putting on the wrong things. When you put on Christ, you're not gossiping. You're not speaking ill will of others. When you put on Christ, there is a gentleness about you. There is a covering of love that, you know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. And we're not speaking the wrong things about those around us. We're not carrying attitudes that can be seen, such as rolling the eyes and looking mean and being irritated and agitated and harsh. No, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We refuse to wear the garment of division and strife. We must never enter the store of worldly lust with the intent to buy or sell. We must never borrow clothes of offense. You know, in the fashion world, some clothes or patterns don't match. We can't wear some garments of the flesh and some garments of the spirit. You see, they clash. We can't put on love and hate at the same time. We need to be those who are clothed continually in the love of God. And you know, the Bible said love believes the best of every person. The Bible declares that love is patient and kind. The Bible declares that love is gentle. Oh, when we are clothed in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we put on Christ, there is a difference in our life. There's a difference in our words. There's a difference in our mannerisms. We're not of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And the characteristics of Christ, the nature of God, is totally opposite of the characteristics of the flesh. Before you leave the house, we should always look in the spiritual mirror, which I call the Bible. The Bible is our perfect standard. It's our guidebook for what not to wear. Put on love, put on gentleness, self-control, put on peace and joy. You know, when we put on Christ and you put on that discipline, you'll find that those words that used to slip out of your mouth, so to speak, and before you knew it, you was saying things about people, or you was telling things that someone had entrusted to you, or you was speaking down of someone. When we put on the garment, let's just say, of self-control, we're not eating that extra piece of pie when we said that we were cutting back because we wanted to be healthy and strong. We wanted to live long, and we wanted to treat our temple as the temple of the Holy Ghost. We wanted to guard our heart. And so we put on discipline. We put on the fruit of the Spirit, and we look different. We act different. When we come up against a situation, we respond. We don't react in retaliation. We don't pull from the flesh and begin to war according to our natural mind. No, we are at peace. We are at rest because we chose to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to fight in the natural. You can stand in your position of authority in Christ Jesus. You can stand and stand there for, because you know that God is on your side. He'll not cause your foot to slide, but you'll go forward and he will guide you in the way that you should go, because we are people of peace. And you know, let me say this. Sometimes it may look like you're the loser in the situation. Sometimes, because you've humbled yourself under the mighty hand of God and you refuse to speak back, you refuse to fight the situation in the natural, you refuse to put on the garments of the flesh and say, you know what? I can do this. No, you trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and you lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, you acknowledge him by what? By putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I acknowledge you. I'm not going to put on an attitude today from this world. I'm going to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to put on peace. And I'm going to stay clothed all day long. And when I lay my head down to go to bed at night, I'm going to sleep in peace because I've wore the garment of peace all day long. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, and make no provision for the flesh. Put on love, put on gentleness, put on self-control, put on peace and joy. All of these things are from Christ. Slip on the sweater of faithfulness. Put on your hat of truth. Look at you. You're looking good, aren't you? Walk with confidence. You got the look. God is in you and on you. You are more than a conqueror. You're wearing strength today that didn't come from this world. You put on joy today that the world didn't give you. You have a confidence that cannot be shaken because you have put on the word of God. You have put on ability that man cannot resist. God's clothing will cause you to go forward in life. God's clothing will cause favor to come into your life and promotion after promotion after promotion. God's clothing will cause increase to come into your life. God's clothing will cause debts to be canceled in your life. God's clothing will work for you on the right and on the left. God's clothing will work for you even while you're sleeping. God's clothing will cause people to recognize you who didn't want to recognize you at all. God's clothing on you will change the atmosphere when you walk into a room. God's clothing will open a door for you that no man can close. God's clothing upon you looks good on you. You have the look of a conqueror. You've put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've made no provision for the flesh. And now you're walking in victory after victory after victory. You know, in this world, if you're fashion illiterate, you can seek help from a fashion consultant. Well, you know, the Bible says before Jesus left the earth, he says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. What does that mean? He says, I'm not going to leave you without help. You have a fashion consultant today.
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.